Welcome to the Lifehouse Message Podcast. Please make sure to follow or subscribe to this so that you can get all the latest messages. We hope that you are inspired, empowered, and encouraged by the message today. Let's enjoy.
Hi everyone, welcome to the message. My name is Masashi from Lifehouse Yokohama. It's so great to see you here. Are you guys ready for the message? Then let us know, raise your hand or let us know in the comments if you're ready. But today we want to talk about overcoming. In August, we're doing a new series called Called to Overcome. Yay, everybody. And because of Jesus, he's conquered it all. So in Jesus, we are called to overcome with him. And today what we want to talk about is overcoming labels with truth. And I want to ask you a question. What kind of labels are you putting on yourself? Or what kind of labels are other people putting on yourself? And there's a lot of labels that we can be putting on ourselves. And a lot of times, these labels become your identity. And whether it's good, you know, let me just tell you, these labels could be something good. But also, these labels could be something negative that will pull you back or tear you down. And this is what it says in John 8:31 to 32. That Jesus to the Jews who have believed in him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and truth will set you free." Isn't this amazing, everyone, that in Jesus we will find all truth about ourselves and who we are and our identity. And when we find those truths, we will be free from all these negativities, negative and wrong labels that are put on ourselves. Are you guys excited? So to overcome, I'm going to tell you right away, okay? To overcome labels and wrong labels in particular, we need to overcome it with the truth and truth of God. Is everybody ready? So I want to read this scripture, amazing Bible stories in Mark 10. Does everybody love the Bible? Can you raise your hand if you love your Bible? I want to encourage you. Bible is the word of God, and the word of God will change your lives. So I want to encourage you. Can we pray together this morning as we read these Bibles that will come alive in your heart? And after the message, by the time we leave this church, God will do something in your heart. So let us pray. Jesus, thank you for this amazing, amazing words. I just pray that you'll speak to our hearts, and whatever wrong thinking or labels that we put on ourselves, I pray that your truth will set us free today. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen. Turn to somebody next to you, nod to somebody next to you, and say, let's get ready. But in Mark 10, 46 to 52, there's a story in the Bible of a blind man. And his name was Bartimaeus. And what he was doing was, he's normally out on the streets. He was a beggar. He was begging for food and money. But one day, he has heard a rumor, a story, or a good news that Jesus was coming by. And he was just on the road, on the street like normally. And when Jesus reached Jericho, this is where story picks up in 46. And as Jesus and his disciples left town, a large crowd followed him. A blind beggar named Bartimaeus was sitting beside the road. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." But everybody else said, "Be quiet." Many of the people yelled at him, but he only shouted louder. Isn't that amazing, people? When all the worlds around him, the crowds around him was telling him to basically shut up, be quiet. Jesus is here. You don't deserve to be here, so you don't deserve to speak up. So be quiet. But I love his response. Bartimaeus, instead of just being quiet, instead of submitting to those voices, instead of submitting to those labels, he shouted even louder, saying, "Hey, Jesus, have mercy on me." And Jesus called him out because he has heard the cry of Bartimaeus. And basically he said, "Come over here." And he said, "What do you want me to do?" And Bartimaeus said, "I want to see." So from this story today, I want to kind of break it down. How does this relate to our identity? How does this relate to the labels we put on ourselves? Are you guys ready? Buckle up, okay? But number one, I want to ask you, what are the labels that are put on your life? And I think this is such a good indication of how we see ourselves. And I want to ask you this question. Are you seeing yourself as how God sees you? Oh, come on, everybody. I think this is such a powerful thing when we can see ourselves, when we can get our confidence from how God sees us. The whole world is ready for you. You're going to overcome everything in God, and it's going to be a powerful tool for you. But so many times in life, we are so much surrounded by so many informations. And did you know in one day, how many thoughts go through your mind? And there's a lot of statistics, but on average, how many do you think are going through our mind? There's a research that shows about 60 on average. Okay, this is average. So if you like to think a lot, it might be more. But if you just like to zone out, it might be less. Okay, but on average, about 60,000 thoughts go through your day. It'll go through your mind. And the statistics also shows about 75 of those 60,000 are negative thoughts. Ooh, so I just want to ask yourself, what kind of labels, what kind of self-talk, what kind of identities do you have in your mind? And out of those 75% of negativity, 95% of them are repetitive, which means it happens over and over and over. And that's the powerful thing about labels, and positively and negatively, is when you put labels on yourself, that will be repetitive. It will come back over and over and over again. So I want to ask you one more time, what kind of labels do you have in your life? And it might be put on by other people, like this guy, this blind guy. He was a beggar, right? But other people have also put labels on him to say, he is just a beggar. Or he doesn't deserve to be in God's presence. Because remember, he was shouting for Jesus, right? When Jesus was in front of him and said, hey, Jesus, help me. And what did the other people say? They told him to be quiet because other people saw him differently. They saw him as an outsider. They saw him as somebody that don't deserve to be with them outside of the community. So I'm wondering to you, has there anything that other people have said to you that is affecting how you think, that is affecting where you get your confidence from? Or you might have put something on yourself. You know, with this guy, he couldn't see, right? So maybe I'm thinking internally within himself. Maybe he's thinking, I'm always going to be like this. I was born like this. I'm always going to be like this victim. I'm never going to be good enough. I'm never going to be able to see. I'm never going to be able to dream because I am like this. So I think, I'm just imagining, okay, this guy has labels from outside and from inside. And I think that's a lot to do with us as well. We have so many different voices around us, but at the same time, we have so many voices, so many labels that comes within. So I want to ask you, are those labels good or bad? But this is what it says in John 10:10, and I think this would be a good indicator and filter to see those labels that you have on yourself, or either good or bad. And this is what it says in John 10:10. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. But my purpose, Jesus' purpose, is to give them a rich and satisfying life. So I want you to look at yourself today and think, are these labels stealing your joy, stealing your confidence, killing your dreams, killing your purpose? Or is it uplifting you? Is it giving you joy? Is it helping you to dream? Are you getting excited? And I think these are the things you need to be able to discern what kind of labels you put on yourself. Is that okay? But I want to encourage you. If something negative is putting on your life and you're struggling, you don't know what to do. Like this guy didn't know what to do, right? There's a lot of labels that was put on himself, but he didn't know how to shake this off. He's kind of sadly and unfortunately has accepted as who he is, right? That became part of his life. But I want to encourage you, if you have any negative labels that's on you, take off your labels with the truth. And I want to encourage you, like, no matter what you do with your strength, no matter how hard you try, no matter how much you try to achieve, these labels, negative things that's put on you, will always come back to you, even if you're able to strike it off. So that's why we need to overcome these labels with truth and speak the word of God. And this is what the guy did in Mark 10, 49 and 50. He said, Jesus heard the guy and he stepped in and said, tell him to come. Jesus told Bartimaeus, blind Bartimaeus, to come. And so he called the guy and he said, cheer up. They said, come on, he's calling you. And Bartimaeus, what is his first reaction? He threw aside his coat and he jumped up and he came to Jesus. And I'm just imagining when Jesus is calling him, that coat that represented, I think, his old way of life. Because I'm just imagining, right? He's always on the street. You know, sometimes at nights and morning could get cold. And I think this coat was something that he kept it to himself. And that was his source of strength, source of warmth. And almost maybe had become his identity of being a beggar, being on the street, being who he is, accepting the labels that people have put on himself. But let me tell you, when Jesus calls you, when Jesus called Bartimaeus, he said, no, this is not my life. This is the old life, that label that's put on me. He said, I'm just going to leave this where it belongs, and I'm going to come to Jesus. And so Romans 10, 17 says, this is amazing, people, though. The labels can go and has no place in front of Jesus. That negativity has no authority to belong in front of Jesus, at the feet of Jesus. But in Romans 10, 17 says, so the faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Christ. And I think this is what happened to Bartimaeus. He might have not understood everything, but I'm sure he could not see, but he could hear. So I'm sure as he was sitting on the streets, he was having the front row view of all the stories of what Jesus was doing around the city. Jesus healing the guys, people getting set free, maybe the blinds were seeing again, the lames were walking again, all this excitement around the city, on the street. I'm sure he heard it all. And he was having, kind of faith was rising in him to say, maybe if Jesus can do that to other people, he can do it to me. So come on, everybody. If you lack confidence, if you are held down by the wrong labels that's put on your life, maybe it's time for you to hear this good news. The good news is that Jesus loves you. He came for you. He died for your mistakes, but he rose again 3 days later. And that resurrection power that resurrected Jesus is also available to you to overcome this wrong labeling and identity that he wants to restore in you. So I want to let you know, the first thing it comes is from hearing the good news. Is this everybody? Is it okay, everybody? And I want to say the next thing, the truth belongs to Jesus. It says in John 14, 6, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And I love how Bartimaeus boldly left his old identity, old labels behind, and he came to Jesus. And as he came to Jesus, that's where the truth was. That's where the way was. That's where the life was, right? And as he came, he was conversing with Jesus, and Jesus asked him, what do you want to do? What do you want me to do? And I think that's the life that we find ourselves, that whenever we are in need, we can always approach Jesus for healing, for breakthrough, because he is the truth, right? And where the truth is, the truth will set us free. And now I forgot to read, that's what we read in the beginning, right? And you will know the truth, and truth will set you free. That's what it says in John 8, 31 to 32, right? The truth, you will know the truth, and truth will set you free. So I want to ask you a question. Do you know the truth about your identity? And there's a lot of things we've been listening. There's a lot of sources that we can get our identities from. But why don't we ask ourselves, are those the truth of God? Are those truth of how God sees you? And I think when we catch a hold of what God says about us, I think all the wrong labels are gone, set free, and you are actually acquiring new identity in Christ, which is freeing, which is uplifting, which is truly who you are. So why don't we get ready now, and whatever you think your labels are, leave that behind, take it off, and let's go to Jesus and hear the good news of God. All good so far? Are you guys encouraged? And last thing I want to say is you need to fight this with truth, which is the word of God. And this is what it says in John 17, 17. Jesus was actually praying to God, okay? And this is, he says this to God. He says, make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. And you might be wondering, okay, I got it. Like, you know, before Masashi, you said, we need to fight this with truth. Okay. Truth will set us free. Okay. That comes from Jesus. Okay, I got it. But this is what it says here. I want to encourage you. God's word, the Bible, is the truth of God. And that's why it says here that, hey, teach them your word, God's word, which is truth. And that's how we need to fight it, people. And a lot of times we put wrong labels on ourselves and people put it on us. But instead of fighting in our strength, we need to fight it with God's word. And that's what it says in Ephesians 6, 17. Put on salvation as your helmet, but take the sword of his spirit, which is the word of God. Can I ask you another question? Are you fighting for your identity? Are you fighting to keep the right labels on yourself? Because can I tell you, if you're not fighting, enemy is coming to attack you. And I think sometimes we forget as Christians, we also need to fight back. We also have the right and power and right equipment and weapons to fight back against wrong thinking, wrong labels. And the word of God is available to us. And that Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, and the sword of God as a God's word is so powerful, so sharp that it could cut through any wrong thinking, right? So I want to encourage you, take up your sword, which is God's word. And I want to encourage you again, have you read the Blue Book app? If you haven't, why don't you download it? It's available. It's amazing. All the studies are there. But I love it. It says it in the one of the sections. It says, encouraging Bible verses in Blue Book. Have you read through that section? Because I want to encourage you. Because sometimes we go through all these kind of wrong thinking or wrong labeling and we get lost on how to fight. I want to encourage you, if you're feeling something, if you feel like your identity has been stolen, it's kind of like identity theft, isn't it? But whenever you feel something wrong, go to this section, because I love this section because it breaks down into your emotions, what you're feeling, and it gives you a scripture to fight with. So for example, if you don't have any hope for the future, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and hope. Isn't this amazing sword that you're putting on whenever you think, I'm no good, I can't do anything? No, that's not the truth. The truth is God has future for you. He's got an amazing hope ready for you. And if you're feeling weak, Isaiah 40:29-31, he gives strength to the weary and increases power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, and they will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary, but they will walk and not be faint. Isn't this encouraging, everybody? And I'm teaching you how to fight. I'm teaching you how to put on the right labels, because with God's word, the truth, you need to fight it. You need to put off the wrong labels and put on the right labels that comes from God. Is that okay, everybody? So why don't you go through it, encouraging Bible verses in Blue Book. Use that as your tool to fight. Use that as a tool, as a sword to fight against your identity. Is that okay, everybody? Are we good so far? And I love the last question when Jesus said, hey, what do you want me to do? And you might be thinking today, like, but Masashi, my past is too big. The labels that are on my life so much that I don't think anybody can change these labels. Or you might be thinking, I believe in Jesus, but if Jesus is asking, what do you want me to do? I actually don't know, because sometimes I feel like I'm new, but I'm not new. I feel like I've moved on, but all these things creeps up to me, and that becomes my label again. I want to encourage you, this is what it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. This means that if anyone belongs to Christ, has become a new person, the old life is gone, a new life has begun. So I want to encourage you, If you believe in Jesus, He has forgiven you. He has removed everything. You are a new creation in God. New life has already begun in you. So no past is too big for God to speak to you. No past is too big for God to give you new identity. And I love it here. He said that Bartimaeus, blind Bartimaeus said, when Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do?" What did Bartimaeus say? He said, "I want to see." And Jesus said, "Be healed, go, for your faith has healed you." And instantly the man could see, and he followed Jesus down on the road. Isn't this amazing? And I think Jesus is asking you today, hey, what do you want me to do? What kind of new labels do you want on your life? What kind of identity do you want to take up? Because this is what it says in Ephesians 1:48. If you don't know anything, if you don't know what labels to take up, this is identity in Christ that God has bestowed on you. It says Ephesians 4:48. Even before He made the world, hey, even way before Jesus, God created heavens and earth, God loved us. God loved you and chose you in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into His family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and He gave His great pleasure. So we praise God for glorious grace He has poured out on us. We belong to His dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son, forgave our sin. He has showered His kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. So if you have no idea where to start, what labels to put on, why don't you have a look at Ephesians? And that's why I love journaling, just reading the Word of God for herself and asking Jesus, "What would you say to me, Jesus, today? What words do I need today?" And just writing down what He speaks. If you look at Ephesians 1:4-8, what would Jesus say to you? What would Jesus say to you about your identity? And there's so much to take away from here, that you are chosen even before the world began. You are loved. You are adopted. You are sons and daughters of God. And He has a plan for you. You are forgiven that Jesus came for you. You deserve this because He loves you. You are worthy. There's so many identities, so many right labels that you can adopt in from Ephesians 1:4-8. And I remember we had a pastor from Church of Highlands. His name was Pastor Brad. He showed us an amazing chart on how it works. And you can see the charts now. And it all starts in your thoughts and your labels and how you see yourself. And those labels that you put on yourself will soon become your beliefs and what you believe about yourself, what you believe about others and our surroundings. And those beliefs will turn into your action and what you do and how you react. And those actions will become your results. And those results, because you're having those results, will again become your thoughts and your beliefs and your action and your results. And those are the loops. And maybe some of you are stuck in the wrong thoughts, wrong labels, which are leading to wrong beliefs about yourself, about your identity, about your worth, about your life. That maybe you are stuck in this negative label like Bartimaeus was. But I want to tell you today, Jesus can change your label and who you actually are. And I think He's saying to you, hey, come on, let me tell you about who you are, how I made you even before I created this world, like how I wanted you to be my sons and daughters, and how I have created you as a masterpiece, and you got the whole world ahead of you to make a difference because you have been forgiven so that I can have a relationship with you. But on the contrary, the other thing is correct when, imagine, when you take up on the right identity that comes from God, what kind of thoughts are you going to have? What kind of beliefs and faith you're going to have? What kind of action you're going to take out of that? And what kind of results you're going to see? Because when you understand the identity that comes, the label that comes from being sons and daughters of God, what kind of right we deserve, what kind of inheritance we're going to inherit from being sons and daughters of God, you're going to start to believe in some kind of miracles. We're going to start to have your faith rise to see the unthinkable, see the unseen. And when you see it, when you believe it, you're going to do it. When you do it, you're setting yourself up for seeing the whole world change in Jesus' name and seeing that whole miracle happen in Jesus' name. And this is what it says in Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So whatever identity you put on yourself, that's who you become. That's who you start to act like. And this is my story as well. Before I, you know, started believing Jesus, my identity was in crisis. I didn't know what to believe. And I, you know, I wanted to become a professional soccer player, and I failed. I labeled myself as a failure. I didn't have any more dreams. I didn't have any more confidence. I kind of ruled out my future. I said, this is all I'm going to be doing. And that's the label I put on myself, and that's how I lived. That's how my action was. But when I came to church for the first time, somebody invited me to Lifehouse Church, and I heard the good news of Jesus for the first time. And I said, hey, I don't understand everything, but if Jesus has new labels for me, new identity for me, I wanted to try. And I still remember the day I made that decision to follow Jesus. I said, oh, my past is gone. A new life has begun. And ever since then, I have never looked back. And 10 years later, God has given me new identity, new beginnings. I have future now. I have hope in Christ now. I have self-confidence that comes from God that is unshaken. So I want to encourage you. I want to pray for you today. Whatever self-image you're struggling, whatever labels that you're struggling with, maybe that are put on by you or other people, or if God has spoken to you in any way this morning, can we close our eyes and can we pray together? Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for all these people listening, watching, and hearing. And I pray that if there's anything you've spoken into them, you make it into existence. But I pray especially if people are struggling with wrong labels. In Jesus' mighty name, you put that off. You cut it out of their lives now. And I pray that you speak the right word. Speak the truth, your word into their heart and into their lives. And I pray that you set them free right now. And I pray that you speak to them as they are, your sons and daughters, the people that you love, that people are forgiving, God. And I pray you speak future into their hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen. Can we praise God one more time together? And last time, I want to pray for another group. Maybe there's some of you listening today and wondering, can I also believe in Jesus? Or you might be thinking, I used to believe, but I want to come back to God today. Well, let me tell you, I want to pray for you today. I want to give you an opportunity. Hey, you're done with your old life. Let's start a new life in Christ with a new and right and truth of your identity. So I'm going to count down from three, and I'll say now. And if that is you this morning, I want you to raise your hand where you are, or believing in your heart. Or if you're watching online, why don't you comment and say, I want to believe, because I want to pray for you today. So if that is you today, if you want to try, or if you want to come back, get ready to make a decision when I say now. Are you ready? I've made this decision about 10 years ago, so I never look back, and it's time for you to encounter God. So I'm going to count down from three. So if you want to believe for the first time, or if you want to come back to God, 3, 2, 1, right now. Why don't you make that decision? You can raise your hand, you can believe in your heart, or you can write it in the comment section if you're watching online. Amazing decisions. All right, church, can we pray for all these people together? Jesus, thank you for all these people making decisions. I pray that you come into them with your power. Get rid of everything, wrong labels and wrong thinking that they have. And I pray that you fill them with the right thinking, the truth, and grace, and hope, and future. And from this day forward, Lord, I pray that you lead them to the amazing destiny you have for them. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen. Why don't we praise God one last time? And thank you so much, everyone. Let's put on the right labels, the truth that comes from God. And I'll see you guys next week. See ya.
Thanks for listening today. We hope that God was able to speak to you through the message. If you consider Lifehouse your church home, or if you were blessed by these messages, then why not consider generously supporting us? Simply go to mylifehouse.com/give and find the giving way that works best for you. Have a blessed day, and we'll catch you all next time.